Good morning. I want to welcome you to the Trucking for Jesus broadcast. My name is Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and today I want to invite you, if you have a prayer request of any kind and you'd like for me to pray with you, I'd love to. You can write me at Trucking for Jesus, Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. That's Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. Now I'd like to pray with you. Father, I pray for everyone that's under the sound of my voice, and I ask that you touch them in a special way, and I ask that you bless them this day and encourage their heart. And Lord, give us hope, give us courage, give us strength this day, we pray. And for those especially, Lord, that needs healing, I ask that you touch their bodies. For those that need salvation, draw them through your love and mercy unto salvation, and let them know that the only way a man can be born again is through Jesus Christ. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, I want to read a scripture right now. I love this. I think everybody knows this. It's called the Love Chapter, 1 Corinthians chapter 13, and it talks about charity, which is talking about God's love. And it tells you the attributes of God, love, and it suffered long, and it's kind, and it don't puff itself up, and don't seek its own. It will bear all things and rejoice in all things. It's not easily provoked, and it rejoices in the truth and not in evil things. But the verse I want to read is verse 8, charity never faileth. In other words, God's love will never fail. You know, you can hide a lot of things, but one thing you can't hide is when somebody really loves you. You can just tell when somebody really loves you. When somebody is really concerned for you, you can tell. We always got real tickled at my husband when he would be telling us something that we had done wrong or something that we could do better or correcting us in a way. He would just tell us straight out, you done this or you should have done this or this. And then he would stop and he would say, I love you now, I mean it. Then he would go back and he'd say, you should have done this, you should have done this. And then he would stop and say, love you now, I mean it. And since he's gone on to be with the Lord, a lot of times my son will look at me or my grandson will look at me and they will say something and they would say, love you now, I mean it. Love you now, I mean it. Today I want to tell you something. I want to tell you from the depths of my heart, Jesus loves you and he means it. He loves you so much that he went to the cross to shed his precious blood on Calvary, that your sins could be washed away, that you could be forgiven, that you could become a new creation in him. And he not only wants to forgive you of your sins, but he wants to give you an abundant life, a life filled with joy. Yes, we know that there's a place called heaven, and heaven will be our eternal home if we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior. But he not only has promised us heaven, he has promised to be with us every day, every moment, and every second of our life here. Today, don't walk this life alone. Let Jesus be with you. Ask him to come into your heart. Ask him to be the Lord. Ask him to be the Savior of your life, and he will. He will in no wise cast out anyone. Have you ever really needed help and went to somebody and tried to get help, and they made excuses or didn't have time or just didn't want to fool with you? But that's not how Jesus is. When you come to him, if you really mean it, and ask him to come into your heart and life, he will come in. He'll not turn you away. It makes no difference what you've done. It makes no difference what you've been caught up in. Jesus loves you, and he means it. I want to say that again. Jesus loves you, and he means it. Today, I pray that you will stay in God's word. I pray that you will walk in his word. And you know what? If you don't have a Bible and you'd like to have a Bible, on this broadcast, if you can write me, I'll be glad to send you one as long as they last. God bless you today. Walk in his word, keep his word, and be faithful to his word. God loves you, and he means it. Go with that today. Thank you for listening, and today receive Jesus as your Savior. Keep praying for me, and I want to keep praying for you. Tune in again next week for the Trucking for Jesus broadcast, and remember, God is faithful to heal. God is faithful to save, and God is faithful to deliver. And remember, Jesus loves you, and he means it. Thank you for listening.